Welcome to Battle Pets with Aludra and Kephis. This is episode 18. I'm Aludra, I've been hearing how awesome I am, and with me is Kephis, your friendly neighborhood monk.
What's up?
You went all gangster on us, huh?
Yeah.
What's up?
Sup.
Sup.
I'm Kephis.
That's good. I'm Kephis, yo. What's going on, G? Yeah.
What's going on, G?
I don't even know. You know, like what you say when you go to guild chat. What's going on, G? Slash G? Guild?
Yes, slash G. That must be it. That's got to be what it stands for.
Yep. Of course it is.
Of course. So, Kef, what have you been up to in gaming?
Oh, my goodness. I have been a WoW exclusive gamer the past week, obviously, because something minor happened last week. Something about patch. I don't know. Whatever. You know? Yeah, some about trolls and some Throne of Thunder. We already been down that road. So something happened.
Not a good road.
No, it's not. Yeah, so the patch hit, and it's brought me back in a lot, because it's fun. I mean, you know, you've got the new daily hub, which is great. It's awesome. Mm-hmm. You know, unlocking new parts and seeing all that cool stuff, and new gear to obtain to become even more powerful than you were before. And
heck yeah.
Yeah, new pets to catch and new crazy bugs to exploit. I mean, not exploit. Did I use the word exploit? I didn't mean anything. To take advantage of in a very normal, just doing what you would normally do in the game, not doing anything exploitative. But yeah, taking advantage of certain bugs, you know, that kind of thing. Going into Old War, getting all the achievements except for one, so now I only have one achievement left to get my Drake, which is awesome. Yeah, playing a lot of Warcraft, raiding, and all the stuff that you do in Warcraft, man. It's great. It's great.
So you've been doing arenas in PvP?
We're going to say yes, but the answer is no.
I just had to ask because doing all the stuff you can do in Warcraft is a pretty big claim.
I've never been into an arena, actually. I'd like to do that sometime.
But you don't want to do an arena. I've been into an arena.
Wow, I've never in my 7 years, 6 years, however long I've been playing this game, I've never been into an arena. So,
wow.
Yeah, there you go.
Now we know.
What about you?
Yeah, I've been playing a lot of Warcraft. Oh, I've been playing a lot of Warcraft as well. Oh my gosh, have I been playing a lot of Warcraft? It all started when my son hit level 90, and then he wanted to do some scenarios. And since then, the patch and everything else that's happened, I've been farming, and I got more pets than you got, Kef, and, okay, but you beat me out in raiding, because I don't have a raid team. Kind of want a raid team. But, seriously, it's just been a big blast for me as well. Lots more people are on, and I'm all excited about that, because, yay!
More people is good.
It's nice to see some friendly faces back in the game, and hang out with them, and then they go, what's pet battles? And I go, oh, my friend. I hope you're comfy, because I have got a story for you, but...
It's where you say, oh, you ever heard of Pokemon? Oh, it's nothing like that, right, Blizzard? It's nothing like that at all. We want to make sure that we emphasize that it's nothing like Pokemon, okay? So
I'm sure they know how similar it is. Come on. The similarities are strong.
Strong.
Is it the same exact thing? No. But there are similarities. It'd be crazy to say nuh-uh. So
right.
All right. So yes, we're huge into WoW. So yay! Let's get into news.
News.
In what has to be my most awkward segue in a long time.
All right.
Reporting live from Pandaria. We have the latest from World of Warcraft.
There's pandas everywhere!
News.
They took out a pet. OMG. Pierre did not make it in the cut. Now, you may remember Pierre. He was the cute little engineering-created pet who was going to be a little pot-bellied stove who followed you around. Well, Mumper announced on Twitter that they took him out. And they never said why. But yeah, so our bold claim of 20 new pets in 5.2? 19.
Excuse me. This is Pierre. What is this crap? I was scheduled to be in the game, and I've been removed from the game.
to that, Kevin. I have absolutely no response. That came from nowhere.
It did.
No word on why he was dropped. Maybe it was a sort of coding problem. Maybe he was much more difficult and would not be tamed. His wild, flaming heart could not be tamed. We don't know. But we will let you guys know as soon as we find out.
I think it's because we made fun of it too much.
And he decided not to show up. Didn't nearly make fun of it as much as we could have.
I know. It's true. It's a little ridiculous. It was a stove, man.
He is a little ridiculous, but that's what's so fun about it, is that it was a ridiculous pet. One of the pets I caught this week was a big purple eel with a disco show going on under it. Now, big purple eel, disco show. If that's not ridiculous as well, I don't know what is.
Oh, it's ridiculous. So, it's cool, though.
Yeah, he's crazy. So, I think, God, Kev, get over it. I'm sure he's coming soon, and I hope he is. There's even an NPC of the same model in the game. So, you can find him. Yeah, there's a little cook stove NPC. So, he's there in some form, but now we need our own to follow us around because he's cute.
Right. Because some of us don't have Ragnaros, and we need a portable oven.
Hey, you don't know he could start singing and dancing like Lumiere.
You never know. Lesser charms of good fortune seem to be dropping quite frequently during pet battles. This is true. I agree. This is could be completely random, but in my experience and in Luger's experience, we've been getting the crap ton of these things from pet battles. Mm-hmm.
I've been getting so far since 5.2. The majority of my coins that I've gotten are through pet battles. And I'm crazy, and I'm psycho, and I have leveled a couple new 25s up since the drop. So sue me. But I find that even when battling other tamers and stuff, I'm getting coins. And that's really, really awesome. Because now I don't feel like not doing dailies isn't putting me so far behind. But for the last couple of weeks, I've been able to get the three Elder coins, though now they're not Elder coins, they're other big old coins, but I managed to get both of them since 5.2, so yay!
Nice. Yeah, I don't know if you guys have been getting a lot too, you listeners out there who listen to our show, you guys, hi.
You're awesome.
You're awesome. Remember that if you're not max level, you will not be getting these. You'll be getting experience instead. Speaking of which, now that was a smooth segue.
That was, wow.
Come on.
We're on fire tonight.
Yes, we are.
Now we know where Pierre is. He's lighting the fire under our massively awesome segues.
Oh, nice segue. Ho ho hee. Ho ho hee.
Ho ho hee. Gotcha. Okay, guys. Here's the deal. You may follow me on Twitter. If not, that's cool. You don't have to. But you might have seen me make mention of this. I've also gone to the forums to let them know, but pet battle healing during battle seems to be bugged. Now, I haven't gotten this confirmed with very many other people, not enough to make sure it's a widespread problem. But what seems to be going on is when my pets heal themselves, both from a healing ability and with your mechanical revive, they give me this wonderful green number, a nice normal green number, somewhere between 3 to 600. Their health bar then jumps up by 280 to 290, regardless of what my magical special green number of healing was. This has left me at a massive disadvantage when it comes to pet battles. Massive disadvantage, because the NPCs seem to be healing themselves just fine, whereas my heals aren't getting off very well. This has made the Beasts of Legends just a bit of a challenge for me, and a couple other people. But again, don't have enough data to say if it's widespread or not. And while we're on the topic, because this is super fun, I can't finish the Beasts of Legends quest. I don't know if it's related to the hotfix or what, but my objectives are no longer updating when I'm doing it, especially when it comes to that stupid goat. I've beaten up that stupid goat too many times. And the objective will not update, so I am done. It's actually making pet battles a lot less fun for me, which is really sad, and now I'm sad.
Yeah, If Illudra's not having fun with pet battles, there's a problem, dude.
Right? I have fun leveling.
Yeah, right.
I took out like my frustrations on Icky. I took out my frustrations on Icky Aki and logged.
Poor Icky Aki.
Have you experienced any of this?
I haven't experienced any bugs like that yet. I haven't paid too much attention to the healing because I tend to not heal very often, but those are some pretty nasty bugs. I have done a lot of the Legendary Beast quests. I have two left. I have the goat that you're talking about, so maybe if I if I fight him, I might experience the same thing. I just haven't gotten him yet. And I also have the raccoon, the bandicoon, whatever, out in Jade Forest, which actually is giving me a run for my money. I have taken down all of these legendary beasts with no problem. Like, one shot, they're not hard, honestly. If you have a team that has the right family composition and the right abilities that are strong against whatever they are that you're fighting, and if you mouse over them, the tooltip will tell you what they are. They'll say critter or aqua. Basically, they're mostly critters, aqua dudes, and beasts. That's basically all they are. So if you have mechanical, flying, and beasts, you're good. You're golden. So and you just brute force them down. No big deal. But the bandicoon is ticking me off, dude, because that thing hits so freaking hard. I've been one-shotted, and I'm like, that's not fair, okay? You can't just one-shot me, okay? That's just ridiculous. So yeah, he totally just rocked my world. But if I was to go through all that and then get a bug, I might be flipping a table. I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah. It's been driving me crazy. Just absolutely crazy. I even got a freaking lesser charm of good fortune from the goat. Like, the ultimate. Like, haha. For winning. And I didn't get credit.
Right. Now, what is cool, what Blizzard did do, that, which is really cool, around each of the pets, the legendaries, are small, normal versions of them that are the same model, which is cool, which, you know, I have all those anyways, but still, it's kind of neat that you can kind of get a pile of them right there. So, actually, is a cool way to level up, I think, is if you go to the legendaries and battle all the different ones around them, because there are tons right there.
Yeah.
You can get a lot of XP really fast that way. So,
Caffy,
think of that.
The goat's name is Caffy. Ha! There it is. Ha!
Caffy?
Yes.
Yeah, Caffy. He's mean. Caffy, he's not giving you credit.
No. I deserve
That's
it.
That's rough. Oh. All right. So, some bugs are bad. Some bugs are good. Okay, it doesn't exist anymore. Last week, a couple days after the patch, I am told by somebody, dude, you know if you do battle pets and you level up a character, you will get like a massive amount of experience and you'll be like level like 90 in like an hour or something crazy. I'm like, really? So I wanted to test this theory out. I had no idea. If you didn't get on this,
huge
I am
thing.
So sorry. Yeah. It wasn't as much as this guy told me, but it was a lot. You could do battle pets, and it was just, all the rules applied. You had to have pets that were the same level or within 5 levels of whatever you're battling, and if you do that, you'll get experience. You'll still get experience, but it's been nerfed, because at the time, you were getting ridiculous amounts of experience for your level. They said that it was taking people 5 hours to go from 1 to 60, and then 7 hours to go from 60 to 90. So you could level up a character from 1 to 90 within 12 in-game hours. That's really fast, right? Holy cow. Well,
that's crazy.
I was level 16, and I leveled from 16 to 36 in an hour. And I'll tell you the trick. What we were doing was we were going to Ogremar or Silvermoon or wherever there were level 1 pets and wherever they were kind of together, because you only fought one at a time, right? So you take your level 1 pet, battle the other level 1 pets, and you get all the experience. You don't get more or less. It doesn't matter. So within an hour, I'm level 36. I leveled my priest. Remember, I deleted my characters. I wanted to experience the world again. Well, forget that, because there's this thing now, right? You know, so it was kind of funny, actually. It was, you know, I had heirlooms going. I'm ready to do this, and I was having fun out in the world. But, you know, when something like this happens, you know, you just gotta have to experience it. It's just a fun experience to say, you know, I leveled up from 16 to 36 in an hour. I had a friend that I was in game with, and there are these potions that you can get out in Pandaria from one of the rares. I can't remember the name of the rare, but you can get these potions that grant you plus 300% to experience for an hour, right? Mm-hmm. He sends this to his alt that he was going to level through pet battles. He was level 40 when he started, and he was level 80 when he was done, and it took him a half hour. It was crazy. And then he had another one, a second potion. He had his Death Knight, who had just finished the Death Knight starting area. He gave it to him, and he leveled him from 58 to 85 in an hour. It was insane. The XP was, like, off the charts.
This is also handy to tell everybody now that it's been taken out.
Exactly. I'm letting you all know what you missed, because it was a huge thing that happened last week. It was like PvP, when they added experience to PvP and PvP experience was crazy. It was like that times like 1,000. So you missed out. If you didn't miss out on that and you got to experience that, that's awesome. If you did, sorry. They have hot fixed it. Blizzard has said that there was, we were getting way too much experience from pet battles, so they toned it down. And they also fixed there was a problem with heirlooms and other experience increases with pet battles. They didn't really specify exactly what, but they fixed all of that. So I will read this bit of the notes. It says, player experience is granted based on a number of factors. There are player level, number of pet opponents, maximum pet opponent level, and the level disparity between opponents' pets and your pets. So all of those factor into how much experience you get. So you actually will get more experience if you battle a team of three versus a team of one, and if your pets are closer to the level of the pets that you're battling. So all of those things do go into factor. It also says, our philosophy is that player XP from pet battles should be, in general, somewhat slower than normal questing, which is fair enough. So they have definitely toned it down. It's not the fastest or most efficient way to level. It was never intended to be, but for a brief moment of time, it was the most efficient way to level ever, probably. It was as fast as Recruit a Friend. So it was crazy, and that's my story.
Yeah, they were absolutely insane. I remember being on a G-chat and everybody's exploding over it and they're like, Aludra, what have you done? I'm like, nothing. Well, why not? Ah, because, you know, that's cool and all, but I was capturing pets and leveling and stuff. I didn't want to stop what I was doing.
Well, I will say that I have a ton of level 6 pets now.
That's awesome. Your total pet average might even be higher than mine.
I don't know. I must have done at least a half dozen to a dozen. And I did it for a long time. So it was just fun. It was, like I said, I do want to see the world on that stuff. But when something like this comes along, you just have to experience it. It's like any bug that's crazy, you know?
Yeah.
You know, it was just fun. It was a lot of fun just to see it happen. So. And I'm really close to getting my 1,000 pet achievement now, that's for sure.
Nice. I haven't got that yet.
Yeah.
Your 1,000 pet achievement or your 1,000 point?
It's 1,000 battle achievement.
Oh, you know, nice.
Win 1,000 battles, yeah.
I think I got mine.
Nice.
All right, well, we've talked about bugs. We've talked about a hotfix. Let's talk about more hotfixes that we've gotten since 5.2, because we've gotten some already. First is that the Gusting Grimoire is now a rare quality companion pet. I guess it was uncommon or something, but they upped it to rare. So, yay!
Good job,
because if it was a purple, I'd know. Oh, yes. Now, sadly, for some sad news. The Zandalari Dinomancer now have a much lower chance to drop the Zandalari Ankle Render, Foot Slasher, Knee Biter, and Toe Nibbler. Yeah, the drop rates on them were really, really good, and I really, really liked them. Yeah. They were really awesome, but now they're gone, and I am sad. Because you could spend a couple hours doing it and get them all. I don't have the Toe Nibbler, and I was looking. Oh, yeah, you go and you just find the Zalandari Dinomancer. He's a mob on the Dino Isle. He's pretty easy to solo. But they're not everywhere, you know what I mean? They only have a few spawn points, so you had to run around looking for them. And so you'd be at it for a couple hours and get them all. Well, I farmed some, and a guildy gave me quite a few of them, but then I farmed them and got more. But now they're gone. It's going to take me a lot more work. It's supposed to be a 5% drop rate, they said. Oh. That was not a 5% drop rate.
No. That's hilarious. Well, now I'll have to Bruce Wayne them, and it's going to cost me more.
Yeah.
If you can Bruce Wayne these.
They can be gifted.
All right. There you go.
Like I said, a guildie, a wonderful, wonderful, generous guildie, was like, are you doing this? I'm like, no, I'm doing so many other things. He's like, well, I have these. And he gave them to me, and I was very happy.
Nice. Go forth, listeners. Go and collect them all and send them to me.
Jeff. That's not how it works. Kidding. They got to hit you up for money, because you're Bruce Wayne-ing.
Exactly. You know?
Did you want to segue this one?
Speaking of Bruce Wayne-ing things, we're going to talk about boss battles now.
Round one, fight. Boss battles.
All right, okay. So that was a winner, Kef. That was a real winner. Yeah. This week we're going to talk about Narok. Who lives in Nagrand?
Narok.
Narok? Oh, is that it? Is he Narok? Like the rock?
Narok says
smell what
this.
Narok has been. Yeah. Smell what Narok has been cooking?
Well, Narok says you can take your little battle pets, you can shine them up real nice with your ability that shines pets. I don't know. And you can smell what Narok is cooking.
Narok's exact location is at coordinate 6149. His pets are level 20. Yes, in Nagrand. I mentioned that, Kef.
Oh.
Yes.
Sorry, I was still thinking of Dwayne Narok Johnson.
Is he Bruce Dwayne-ing his pets?
Oh! Good. I think we have a show title.
Well, he has three pets that are level 22. We're not quite to the 25 yet, guys. Dematicus, Prince Wart, and Stompy. Nice names.
Right? Prince Wart.
Well, Prince Wart's actually the one that makes the most sense to me because of Mario Brothers 2.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome. Dramaticus, which is a critter. All attacks do critter damage. Chomp and Comeback are both direct damage dealers, but Comeback will do additional damage if Dramaticus' health is lower than yours. Crouch reduces damage by 50% for 2 rounds. So he's nothing. Not a big deal. Just, you know, have something that's strong against critters. Whatever.
Yeah.
He's not really living up to his name very much.
Maybe he's a Dramaticus loss.
Oh, good call. Yeah.
Prince Wart is... oddly enough, aquatic. Not oddly enough. I expected him to be throwing some turnips or bubbles at you, but no such luck. His moves are Frog Kiss, which deals aquatic damage and has a chance to turn you into a frog. Swarm of Flies deals critter damage over time, which is really weird to me, because why would a frog release flies?
Right? Counterintuitive.
Yeah, there's my lunch. Okay. And Tongue Lash... will deal critter damage 1 to 2 times plus an additional time if Prince Wart is the faster pet. So you want a really fast flyer to take him down. Gulls are really good about it.
Yep. A cocoon would definitely keep those flies away.
Yeah, but those bug attacks don't really hit for a lot. And once he does it, he's locked in. Now, what I find more irritating is that the frog kiss, when it turns you into a frog, you're basically stunned. For that move.
Yeah.
It doesn't... Yep. Luckily, it has a very, very high miss rate, so it doesn't happen that often. But when it does, you're just, like, hopping around, looking kind of dumb. It's like, man, when that happens, you can either switch out your pet, and then the new pet takes the hit, or you just leave him in and let him take the hit. So either way, you're getting a hit. It's just on who.
It's just on who. Thank goodness it only lasts 1 round.
Well, no, because then you'd know you definitely know to switch. If it lasted 2 rounds, it's like, okay, you're out. Definitely.
You're out.
No excuses.
Get out of here. Yep. Absolutely right. And rounding up the team, we have Stompy, which is a beast. So this guy also doesn't stick to the theme three same family pet system that everybody else seems to do.
No, what I've noticed is these guys tend to do pets that are in the zone. That's why Stompy's a cleft hoof.
Yep, Stompy is a cleft hoof. He is a beast. His first attack is called Horn Attack, which deals beast damage. Surprise. And if Stompy is faster, he has a 50% chance to trample your pet, causing it to lose its turn. So it basically has a 50% chance to stun you, which can really suck, actually, because that does a lot of damage. Mm-hmm. Trample will deal beast damage plus 10% of the target's health. Again, that's an ouch. Mm-hmm. And then you have Trumpet Strike, which will deal beast damage and increase the attack power of Stompy. So Stompy is actually a mean little dude, and you need to take him out fast. So get a mechanical pet and tear him up, because he will tear you up no matter what level you are. So, yeah, keep that in mind.
Yeah, Stompy also has elevated health. Most cleft hoofs do. So his health might seem a little bigger at 22 than you're used to. I know it gave me a bit of a, what is going on there, the first time I did it.
Yeah. I'm not sure with how fast he is, so you definitely want to bring a pet that's faster than, you know, that has a lot of speed. And a lot of mechanical pets have a lot of speed, so you're not really in trouble there. If you bring, like, a Clockwork Gnome, I think, he has a lot of speed, or one of the cat, mechanical, you know, cat, ferocious feline, or whatever they're called. I don't know names, give me a break, but something Luxfire that's fast feline. And mechanical. Thank you. I said ferocious feline, didn't I? That
yes,
doesn't sound
did.
Mechanical at all.
I was just nodding and nodding until you got the pet name wrong, and then I gave my microphone the mom look, the, you know, the look. What?
Yeah. What?
but if I mess up an add-on name, I'm sure I get the same look.
Right. So that's Narok, Dwayne Narok Johnson.
Yes.
You can find him in the Grand. You can take him down and move on to, I believe, the one who will be the master pet tamer, which we will cover next time.
Wait, we've already covered all the dudes over there?
Yeah, one that's left is in Shadow Moon Valley.
Oh,
for some
gosh.
Reason, Blade's Edge and Netherstorm don't seem very appealing.
Because they're out of the way.
That's
Nobody
true.
Ever goes there anymore.
Although Netherstorm would be a very epic backdrop for a pet battle, I must say. So yes, we will cover the Grand Master of Pet Battles in Outlands the next time we cover boss battles on Battle Pets in a future episode with me and Aludra right here sometime. I'm trying to be as vague but as detailed as possible. Can you tell?
I have no idea what you're doing. I'm just amused by the antics, honestly.
Good.
Well, anyways, now that I'm all amused and everything and kind of bewildered, and I hope you're not too, let's just read some letters we got. And wow, I really tried to make that one better, you know? I totally lost it.
We are the masters of segues.
Tonight, I don't know what is wrong with us. We usually do so well.
We're doing great.
We had one job, Kef. One job!
One job. Don't worry, this is not even my final form.
Great, so the segues are going to get worse.
Exactly. This is the form where I'm really random. I have a French accent, and I am really bad at segues. So.
I have no excuse, guys. None whatsoever. I'm just sorry. All right, so we got a letter this week, and it says, "Hey guys, I just want to take a second to try and help make sense, I hope, of the patch note that disturbed you the most in episode 17. Fleeing a pet
Thanks.
Battle will no longer despawn. Fleeing a pet battle will no longer despawn the pet that was being battled, but doing so will now inflict some damage to the fleeing pet battle team. Disconnecting from a pet battle will once again respawn the pets you are fighting. Any wild pet that has been killed in a pet battle will now never respawn. I believe these notes are related to each other. If both notes 1 and 2 are correct, then killing a background pet and then either white flagging or disconnecting would respawn that background pet with a chance at a different quality. Thus, they added note 3 to keep people from taking advantage of notes 1 and 2. Love the show and keep up the great work. Toldu, Alliance Druid, Exodar, U.S.
Yeah, he told you, didn't he?
I didn't even notice that.
That's actually a really good thought. It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, it is. And I will admit, I did white flag after killing a pet, but I thought, oh, well, you know what? He's just going to respawn anyway because I accidentally killed the pet. I wanted to catch him. And he didn't come back. So he's probably right. But but the wording they used is still really strong.
Yeah.
It will never respawn.
Ever.
Ever. Sorry, guys. All the fireflies are dead.
That makes me really sad. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I'm sorry, Kev.
Well, I can prove that's not true because I spent, like, 3 hours in Ogremar last week killing spiny lizards. They definitely respawn. So we're good there. Seriously, though, thank you, Toldu. That was actually a really good thought. I think yes. I agree, and I'm just going to go with that because it makes the most sense.
It does make the most sense. And it's very well thought out. But still, you gotta admit, the language is really strong. Never.
Never. Kind of scary.
It is. And sadly, that's the only letter we've gotten in a while. Aww. But it was a really good one, so thank you for writing us.
You never write to us anymore, listeners.
That wasn't French.
No, it wasn't. It was like Jewish grandma who never like hears from her grandkids anymore. You never call anymore.
Oh, and on that note, I'm going to wrap up the show. If you would like to contact us, you can reach us at wildbattlepets@gmail.com, and please do, because Kef's a little scary tonight. Our website and archives can be found at battlepet.net, iTunes, and on Stitcher, guys. It gave me heck all last week, but I think I got them fixed. Yes, yay. So sorry that you were all, like, suddenly, and then two shows. My bad. Total meltdown, total freak out. Got it all worked out though, guys.
Yay!
And you if you find we're not updating, you can follow us on Twitter. That's a really good way to reach us. Kevis is at TheKefis, and I am at Aludra_AIE. Our theme song, Serpent Rider's Hero, is by those amazing folks at Blizzard, and our bumpers were done by Coltrane, the Raging Mage of CTR. Battle Pets was written by myself and Kefis, and is copywritten to us as well. Thanks for listening!
Now I'm going to go work on my French accent. I really need to do a lot of work, okay? Leave me alone.
This has been a Tin Cans and Shoestrings production.